Hello, this is Stephanie Callahan, your Business Freedom Catalyst. And today I'm starting the conversation with three thoughts. Number one, if you always do what you have always done, you will always get what you have always got. Two, you can be busy all day and still have gotten nothing done. Three, time is money. Use yours wisely. Now, I find that every time I share these quotes on Facebook or Twitter, they get shared and reshared. And when I state them in a workshop or a keynote, I see heads nodding around the room. Why is it that people relate to those statements so much that they share them consistently? Is it because deep down, way in the recesses of our mind, we believe that we're stealing from ourselves? Well, I don't steal from myself, Stephanie. That would be crazy, right? Well, of course, you don't consciously steal from yourself. You want to focus on your profits and grow your business. So then why can we relate to those statements? You see, today we're busy, really busy. You know that as well as I do. And not having enough time in our day is common. We rush from one appointment to another and often don't take time for vacation or even other personal pleasures. Sometimes overwhelm or overcommitment is a misguided attempt to grow our business. We're just not sure where to put our priorities, so we bounce from guru to guru, partially implementing the latest fad project or bright shiny object. Other times, we do too much because we feel empty or unfulfilled inside. Maybe we don't know what we want, or we don't know what we're unhappy with, or where we are. We feel afraid, fear, lonely, angry, or even depressed. And we become busy to fill the void, whatever that void is. Being always on the go can help us feel important and needed. Being busy can be a way of feeling productive. Are we being productive, or are we just passing the time with being busy? So I want to ask you, are you a profit thief? When I work with my private clients, we go through a pretty lengthy inventory to see where their profits are linking. And today, I'm going to ask you some questions. Simply answer true or false to yourself to discover if you're getting caught up in unconsciously stealing from yourself. So here we go. There's 20 questions, so get ready. Remember, true or false. That's simple. Number one, I don't have a clear vision of what I want my business to look like. Two, I don't have a clear income goal and a plan for how to achieve it. Three, I work with anyone that'll hire me. I don't have an identifiable and accessible population of people to serve. Four, I don't plan my day the night before. Five, procrastination is a problem for me. Six, I don't have a plan to monthly, quarterly, or annually promote my products and services. 7. I often find myself putting out fires or focusing on urgent things to catch up. 8. I'm disorganized and can't find things I need in seconds or misplace items frequently. 9. Even though I'm always busy, I feel like I'm not getting anywhere with my business or my life. 10. Me time? What's that? I rarely take time for myself. 11. I work on trivial activities while a more important task remains undone. 12. I don't allow a clear time management strategy for my work or for myself. 13. I have difficulty listening or focusing on one thing at a time. 14. I don't have many processes in place in my business. 15. Even though I am constantly busy and never alone, I feel an overwhelming sense of loneliness inside. 16. I have a hard time saying no. 17. I don't have a consistent sleeping pattern. 18. I don't know how to effectively delegate. 19. I'm confused about my priorities. And 20. I'm a perfectionist.